Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Breaking news. I probably shouldn't be the one that says this on these airwaves. There are plenty more qualified employees at the station to do so. I just happen to be the person on the air when it happens. 93.7 The Fan. The winner of the 2025 Marconi Award. The biggest award when it comes to radio in this country for large market radio station of the year. I mean, this is, listen, like, I am not the person that should be, it's just public information now and we're going to roll with it. I should not be the person. I just happen to be hosting the evening show for the last half hour. But the fact that for the last year and change, I have been an incredibly small fraction of this place has been just the coolest thing ever for my young career. And all of the people that bust their rear ends at this place, our big boss in SPAC, our brand manager and Craig Riley, and every host on this station, Doran, Crowley, Joe, Pomp, Pony, Muller, Donnie, Harry Callis, City Limits, Joel, Charlie, Intern Dom, Paul Alexander, Josh Roundtree, Jason Mackey, myself, apparently. Like, I, not only do I, obviously this is like a very cool thing for my young career and a great opportunity for me, just to do this and get reps at it. To do it here with all these people makes it so much more fun, so much more enjoyable. All these people behind the scenes are some of my favorite people. And the fact that everybody that I had mentioned and everybody even behind the scenes that if I didn't mention, I'm sorry, is rewarded with quite literally the biggest award that radio can get is awesome. And the fact that on a national stage, 93.7 The Fan is recognized by, again, the biggest award that you can get when it comes to radio is just so, so awesome.
I mean, this is like the radio equivalent of winning the Super Bowl, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I kind of feel bad that I'm the one that relays the information. Because so many, you know, so there's been, you know, people here that have worked here longer, full time, whatever. And I'm sure tomorrow will be a very fun day to celebrate it even more. But the fact that, again, the fact that I get to talk about the teams that I grew up rooting for in this town to a large audience is a dream come true and awesome for my young career. Doing it at this place, doing it with these people, and doing it at the large market station of the year, calling it icing on the cake wouldn't do it justice. I am so proud of everybody. I am so thankful for everybody. It's just, I mean, and it all, quite frankly, it, a lot of it wouldn't be possible without the listeners and the fans. My first real taste of how much Pittsburgh loved this station was at the Fan 15th anniversary party. I had only been back in a part-time hosting capacity for a little less than a year. And when I was here as a producer the first time, it was during COVID, and we were the only ones in the building. So I didn't get a sense out in public what the public events were like. And obviously the 15th anniversary party was open to everybody. You could buy a ticket for it. Seeing the amount of support that night from diehard listeners for the past 15 years really opened my eyes to what we mean to the sports fans in this town. And it wouldn't be possible without you. So I think I speak for everybody here when I say thank you to the listeners and thank you to the fans. It's pretty darn cool. And in a horrible transition, we go from talking about this station winning a national award and the biggest award in radio. Here comes some bad radio. Jolie, how much longer do we have until we toss it over to Pony in the nightly sports call? Okay, we'll be on till about 10:26, 10:27. And plenty of time for you to, again, to sound off at 412-928-9370 to sound off on the Steelers before Sunday Night Football. Gets underway in this town. Jolie, when did you officially start here?
Pretty much like maybe a handful of weeks to a month after you initially left. So the summer of 21, around like September, I think. Which it's hard to believe I've been here for 4 years in some capacity. That's pretty darn cool.
What is it meant to you?
Shoot. I don't know where to begin. Between learning a lot more about Pittsburgh after moving here 5 years ago, a lot of the different working relationships with you and Donnie, Austin, and everybody else. It's like surreal. It's like getting this is like, you know, the annual Super Bowl, pretty much. And I mean, large market radio station of the year. This is more than just sports stations in this category. This is pretty darn cool.
So
pretty darn cool. And that's probably an understatement.
Crowley just tweeted a picture of a jar of Marconi, the original Chicago style hot. Is this a pepper? I think so. Yeah, they're hot peppers. Marconi is the name of the brand. And that was his nonchalant way of celebrating his contributions to the award. And a bunch of people in Crowley's replies thinks that he's just crushing some hot peppers at 10 o'clock at night. And then he quote tweeted himself with the Barrett Media article to make sure people know that's what he meant. You got the folks like Donnie and Malzy I don't know if Pony or anybody else tweeted anything about it yet that like said, hey, we just won this. And Crowley, it was funny, but I don't think anybody would get it if he didn't explain it. Yeah, this is incredible. It's really cool. And the fact that I get to be, again, a sliver of a small fraction of it is quite literally one of the greatest honors of my young career. I grew up listening to this station. This station came on the air in 2010 when I was in fifth grade. And I grew up listening to Jim Colony and Greg Giannotti and all the people that have come and gone. And once I finally got confident enough in myself to have valid enough Pittsburgh sports opinions, some of you out there might think that I have a high voice. Hopefully you don't think it's as high as intern Dom's. But growing up, prepubescent Jack had a pretty squirrely voice. So I would do my best to sound like a grown-ass man and call into this station and try and get on the air. Sometimes it worked. Sometimes it didn't. But I grew up listening to this thing. I grew up being a massive fan of the Fan. And then when Pitt got the rights and the Fan became the Pitt flagship station, I had no choice because Pitt's my favorite team and my grandfather's the announcer for the Panthers. And then I ended up growing up and being a spotter in the booth for my pap. So in a way, I had always been connected to this place. And then in college, I had the opportunity to be brought on as a producer. And I had the opportunity to work with all of these people. Life takes you elsewhere. I had the opportunity to get a full-time job behind the scenes, doing what I'm doing out in Steubenville full-time, doing TV sports. And then a little over a year and a half ago, Craig reaches out and says, we have some availability. Would you be interested in coming back and doing some hosting for us? And it took me absolutely zero time to say yes. I had to clear it with my TOV bosses, and they were all very thrilled for me as well. And for the last year and a half plus, April of 2024, I have had just the most fun sitting behind this microphone, blabbing at times, and talking about Pittsburgh sports with you. And you come around more often and you interact with the Ponies and the Mullers and the Donnies of the world, and you grow connections with these people. And like I said, I think the world of every person that works on this station that you hear every day and every person on this station that you might not hear every day that's putting in the work behind the scenes to make it all happen. I have the utmost respect and I think the world of all of them. And again, to slap this honor and award next to 93.7 The Fan forever is pretty darn cool. Some of you out there might not have thought it was going to happen before the Steelers won their next Super Bowl. Some of you, on the other hand, might think that Pony announcing that he's going to get his nipples pierced as part of a live event made the Marconi Award Committee say, that's it. Give it to them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think this station winning this award, this prestigious award, on the same day that Andrew Filipponi announced that he is going to get his nipples pierced because he lost a bet in public, and you, the people, can pay to see it happen and have all that money go to charity, seems relatively fitting. And right on cue, a man who is much more qualified and fit to talk about this incredible, incredible honor to the station just walked in. Getting set for the nightly sports call in about 20 minutes. Andrew Filipponi's plugging in his headset and turning on a microphone. Pony, man.
What do you think put us over the top? Callis's video today, not knowing any college teams and their logos, or me getting my nipples pierced?
I had just said that it might be your nipples, yeah. But I kind of forgot.
I think
it might
be a tie between those two.
I forgot about Callis's.
The Callis thing is just unbelievably bad.
I on purpose didn't talk about it tonight.
Because it was going to make you angry?
Yes.
Nelly, you're a college guy. That just had to bum you out. He looked at the Northwestern logo and said Nebraska.
That's bad.
Then
it was so cringe,
all
of it.
He looked at the Iowa logo. They just played Penn State on Saturday and said, well, I know that's not the Atlanta Hawks.
The thing that also bothered the hell out of me, too. Absolutely. The thing that also bothered the hell out of me was that he very clearly just doesn't know. And the amount of people in the comments on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever, were like, this has to be a work, right? This has to be a work. No.
So did you hear what I said about that today?
I did not.
Goes to show you, I guess I wasn't making Marconi award-winning radio for Jack Hillgrove, but that's okay.
I was probably driving on the
road. My take on that today was, I want to come in studio one day when they do their Quiz Callis segments, and I want to put $100 down on the table and say, all right, buddy, like, if you get enough of these right, if you get more than half of these right, I'm going to give you the $100. That way we'll figure out how committed to the bit he actually is. Does he still deliberately get things wrong? Or with money on the line, does he actually, show his true colors?
How much does he need that $100, though? Might need to...
I don't know. I mean, wouldn't you actually try at something if you knew $100 were on the line and all you had to do was answer a few questions in 5 minutes? You'd give up an act for $100 like that,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's not an act, though. I mean,
not knowing Iowa 2 days after they played Penn State.
And I think the thing that threw a lot of people off was guessing Syracuse for NC State.
And right in the logo, man. Yeah. But this is also a guy who thought Michael Jordan played at Duke and thought LeVar Arrington went to Pitt and Terry Smith, who had just been named Penn State coach, played at Pitt.
We talk about this all the time because he was in my graduating class at Waynesburg. When we were freshmen,
yeah,
the TV show that everybody wanted on was the Sports Talk and Debate Show, and there were a ton of people that were on it from a talent standpoint, to where when you were a fall freshman, you couldn't, first semester freshman, you couldn't get on it.
So you had a student run show at Waynesburg that tried to act like it was First Take.
First Take, Plead Your Case, as it's called, Plead Your Case, Around the Horn,
PTI,
whatever.
PTI, one of those shows. Yeah. Okay, I got
you. So we couldn't get on it, the regular show as freshmen, so we did trial shows with all freshmen. So it was like myself, Callis.
Just for fun or because you guys were auditioning?
Yeah.
I got it.
So the first chance that we got to do this, Ed DiOrio, your friend and mine, was in there as well.
Big Ed. Big Ed's back in town now.
He is doing a good job on Channel 4. We had our notes ready to go, spent hours prepping, you know, what the producer sent us topic-wise. We're going over them in the office beforehand.
And let me guess, he just rolled out of bed.
He walked in and made a comment about us looking at our notes. And we said, you don't have any notes?
We're taking this seriously.
And he goes, I've got it all up here. And then, Pony, and then went on a rant about how concerned he was about the Seahawks running game now that they don't have Marshawn Lynch. This was the fall of 2017. Marshawn Lynch's last season in Seattle was like 2015.
That is funny. But that's also classic Callis.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but in all serious, man, I mean, you guys.
It's cool. It really is, because Marconi's, especially this one, don't usually go to sports stations. So the analogy I made to somebody I was just texting with about this, it's basically radio's version of the Oscars or TV's version of Emmy Awards. So that's how a lot of, I mean, this is subjective. It's not based on anything,
right.
But the committee that hands out this, you know, long time prestigious award. Like, for example, I think Cowherd either got some kind of lifetime achievement Marconi or some like best, you know, sports talker in 2025 Marconi. I don't know which one. One of those. So those are like that's the quality of person or program they try to target with these things. So the fact that we got one and we've been around for what, 15, 16 years now.
Yeah.
And this is the first one is pretty cool. I know we were up for one maybe like 10 years ago, but it was like specifically sports. This is like, this takes everything into account. News talk, music, sports.
Yeah, you go up. I'm going up and down the list of winners. There is a sports station of the year, XYT out of Detroit.
Which is a really good station. And they have all the teams there. Did you know that?
Like they're the flagship for all of them?
Yeah, for all of them. For Pistons, Red Wings, Tigers, and Lions.
Congratulations on all their success.
Yeah, tell me about it.
But again, this is the large market station of the year, and it's obviously very cool. It was very cool when we found out that...
Are you in the text chain on this? I didn't see if your name was in there.
I am not cool enough, I guess.
Because I've already angled for a big dinner for everybody from Craig, and he has not responded to that idea.
Well, if we can get...
But I think we should, right? I mean, you win something like this.
Absolutely, or like a big night out. Somewhere to
a
celebrate.
Big night out.
Yeah.
With that steak dinner that Donnie wants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a sore subject for him and me, kind of. And I think everybody, like, even low
team
man
effort.
On the even low man on the totem pole. I'm trying to figure out who that would be. Maybe Logan Arblaster.
I didn't even mention him when I tried to rattle everybody's name off.
And I'm not saying that's because I don't think Logan's talented or he's literally been here, I think, probably the shortest
handful
amount of
months.
Time. Yeah.
He's also in school.
Wait, he's still a student.
Yeah, he's actually hosting a radio panel with me, Donnie,
where
Callis.
At? What school is he at?
At Waynesburg. He goes to Waynesburg.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So the four of us, Austin, myself, Donnie, and Callis, we're all talking to the students, and we all work here, and we all went there, so it's pretty cool.
He produced our show once when we were on remote, and it was not his, well, he wasn't ready for this, and it was a complete disaster because he didn't know the technical part of it, so we had to delay the show by several minutes because we kept hearing an echo effect in our headset, which isn't possible. You ever had to deal with that doing like a stand up for TV where you're hearing yourself delayed in your headset?
Yeah.
It's like, I can't do this. It's going to drive me crazy. It's going to give me psychosis. So he produced our show when we were on remote one day and it was a disaster at first. And then it came to the debrief time and he didn't really prep me on what he was going to do. And he just gave a take for 5 minutes. He literally read from a prepared statement that he had on his soliloquy on the Steelers in 2025. And it was hilarious because he did the opposite of what Callis does. He didn't wing it. He had like, He had like 1,000 words written out that he wanted to read on the air. But yeah, I think everybody, even down to him, should be a part of something like really cool.
Yeah.
To celebrate.
And
with an open bar, preferably.
I felt kind of weird being the guy to announce it. I just happened
why?
To.
Why? I think it's great.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, like, that's why I wanted you to come on, because you guys and your show is, and I'm not just blowing smoke here. You guys do a phenomenal
Thank
job.
You.
And,
you know, it was one of the coolest things I've done in the last year. I guess this would count. Actually, it wouldn't count because it was in 2024. Was when I got to help your grandfather with the Toledo broadcast.
That game.
That was well, and your dad was an all-time character. Can I tell a story about your dad in that game, or is he going to get mad at me?
I think he would actually love it. And
you think he's listening right now?
No, he's on. I think he's in AC for work.
He's in Atlantic City.
I think so.
Good for him.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Pitt's playing Toledo, and it's that crazy overtime game.
Yep.
And Pitt thought it had the game won about 5 times, and Toledo also thought it had the game won 5 times. There were literally multiple times in this game, this 7-5 versus 7-5 game played in front of about 3,000 fans in the Lions Stadium, where both teams thought they had won the game, and both teams like came off the sidelines multiple times to celebrate, thinking the game was
yes.
over. So at one point, Toledo thought they had won, and I think a flag extended the game for Pitt. And I don't know why, but your dad was getting really honked off at like the Toledo players and the way they were acting. And we're up at the very, very tippy top of Ford Field. There's no way they could see your dad. The guys down on the field would need to have like the greatest vision of all time, and B, they need to be looking for your father to find him, right? So your dad is up in the press box with us doing the game. And he's like flipping them double birds and like giving them like these, as they, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
oh man,
I'm like, this is a bowl game that honestly, I don't even know how much the players care about it.
Oh,
and your dad was acting like the national championship was going on and these Toledo players were like completely out of line. And that was cool because, I don't know, like even for something like that, it just shows the amount of like, not just passion, but your grandfather's work ethic still to make his own play-by-play boards and stuff and get himself prepare for games is super duper cool.
Yeah, he's...
You help him with that, or is that all him?
That's all him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's all him, and there were multiple times...
And he writes it out in like cursive and stuff, which I think is cool, or whatever, handwriting.
There were multiple times back in the day, like if he missed a Pitt game for the Steelers, or missed a basketball game for football, whatever, he would still prep the charts for, in case whoever was filling in for him...
Something happened.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he would just give them to them to use.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah. My dad actually spotted a game for Rob King back when it was tied in that way, and Rob King filled in on Pitt games for my pap.
Rob King, believe it or not, Rob King was the first play-by-play voice in this station's history.
Wow.
So you're what, 29? 27. So do you remember games that happened 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Like you're 12 years old?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first game we ever had on the station, play-by-play rights, was a Thursday night game to start the season between Pitt and Utah.
Out there.
And Pitt had to go to Utah to play the game. And your grandfather couldn't do the game because the Steelers took priority. And he had to do a Steelers-Panthers Thursday night preseason game.
Wow.
So he's in either Charlotte or Pittsburgh. I don't remember. Doing a game played by like fourth stringers. And Pitt was ranked 15th.
They brought everybody back, but the quarterback.
Deion Lewis was back, and Sinceri was the quarterback. Yeah, Stahl left.
Yep.
And Rob King filled in and did that game. And that's the first play-by-play game we ever had on the fan. And I'll just be very blunt about this. When we first came on the air, our ratings were not great. And I was doing the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift then.
Back in during the 24-hour days.
Right. And we got a huge ratings bump from that game, because people were really interested in that Pitt team. And I remember like our boss at the time like called me in and was like, man, I need you to talk to everybody on the station. I'm like, why? He's like, your ratings are just, you know, they're through the roof right now, and we got to get everybody else like up to speed. And I'm thinking to myself, thank you, first of all, but I'm not going to say this out loud because I want him to give me credit. I'm like, do you not realize that we had a pretty big game on our airwaves
That's
that
perfect.
People were? And that was like the beginning of like Tino Sinceri not playing well. And then I got in trouble for saying something out of pocket about him.
His brother once DM'd me on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, I was like 12 years old.
I saw, do I want to tell this story now? I guess I do. How much time do we have left?
Like a minute.
A minute? I saw him at a movie theater. What's the one down there?
It's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
The AMC.
The AMC down there. And it was when he was still the Pitt quarterback. And he had a gigantic tub of popcorn. He was like getting ready to go to a movie. And he was all by himself. And I'm like, this is kind of sad. I shouldn't laugh because I actually think that's pretty cool to go to a movie by yourself. You ever do that?
I have not. Ed DiOrio is a big movie by himself guy, but he lived by himself in North Carolina.
When I was doing 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., sometimes the person I was dating at the time would work a 9 to 5, so I'd be by myself. And I would go to like matinees at noon or 1 o'clock, and I would be like one of three people in the theater. That was pretty sweet. So yeah, I guess that's my long-winded way of saying we've come a long way as a radio station.
In my early days of Twitter, I would tweet not so nice things about Tino Cinceri playing quarterback for my favorite team.
And would you get in trouble for that because of your connection?
I mean, I had maybe four followers and it was 2012. So no. And then
now look at you.
I went back and made sure I purged all that. But I got to it got to Vinny at one point, and Vinny. Yeah. His brother that played at Alabama.
I think Cinceri at UCLA. Did he get fired
there?
He
did get fired.
And Neuheisel's the guy that took his job.
And he just might be their head coach.
Right. Cool, man.
Yeah, Pony, you guys are awesome. Congratulations on all your success.
Thanks, old sports call action coming up next here with me and Pomp.
There it is.
All right, see ya.
See ya, Pony. Thanks to everybody for calling, listening, and thanks again for being a part of the journey with us. The 2025 Large Market Station of the Year is 93.7 The Fan. It's been The Fan Evening Show. It's been a fun one that ended with some pretty darn cool news. I'm Jack Hillgrove. So long. Nightly Sports Calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.